from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9. This one almost made. This is an honorable mention. This is a good tune. Yeah. Stacy's mom right there. 447-260-9929. I want to call and weigh in. I just got a text from my own mother. And I got to tell you, if I was still 16, I might file to move out. She said all those songs sound exactly alike. Mom, you know what? I can't do it with you this morning. You. Go to work. Go to work. Turn it off. I don't need to hear it. Those are all bangers.
You better be nice to your mom. Look, she's got, I mean, you know what? She's like, entitled to her opinion as well.
She's like a big Casey and the Sunshine Band. You know what I mean? And all those songs sound exactly the same.
It's a different generation.
Fair. Fair. She needs to respect our generation.
That's her simple plan.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's.
I honestly kind of agree with your mom,
though. Stop, Dylan!
But, I mean, they're all bangers. I love all the songs that we play.
Dylan, you're
but they do all sound alike. Dylan, they all do sound similar.
Dylan, you're a Drake fan, and you're going to talk about songs sounding alike?
Don't come for Drake. Drake has made a lot of songs that sound totally different. He's the most versatile artist out there. Don't even get me started.
Most versatile.
You don't even know what that word means.
I know what versatile means.
Can you spell it?
Nobody
yes,
knows
I can.
What it
use
means,
it in a sentence.
Provocative.
I just did.
Without
Drake, is the most,
Drake, he's not. He's not. I hate to break it to you.
I'm the most versatile producer on the planet. How about that?
No, you're not. Actually, I am.
You're not a producer anymore.
I still am for Falcons Radio Network. I'm the executive producer of the entire network. Don't forget that.
All right, how about this? Let's go ahead and go to the line. Let's get our buddy Drew over in Marietta. Drew, what you got for us this morning? Good morning.
Good morning, y'all. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, same to you.
So before I do anything, Mike, first of all, I want to shout you out. You always are standing the men's talk therapy, and that's a great thing. And I think you should keep doing that. I appreciate you for that.
Absolutely, man.
But wanted to talk about, you know, first of all, I appreciate Kirko and his, he's got the alternative thing going on. One song I didn't see on there that I thought maybe could be on there. Remember where I was when Boulevard of Broken Dreams came out. So my buddy and I are in between Little League games, and we're just sitting in the back of his dad's Suburban. He's got his tools in there and everything, and that comes on. That was the first time I ever heard it. I was like, you know what? That's a whole banger right there.
That's a whole banger.
A whole banger.
I appreciate the call.
I always love it when Drew Butler comes on the radio station.
That's where it sounds like Drew Butler.
I mean, thanks. And Drew Butler's a member of Squid Nation, by the way. So
yeah, I think he renounced that.
No,
not
he
too
didn't.
Long
He's
ago.
Actually got a t-shirt.
I asked him about it like 2 weeks ago, and he kind of looked at me like, "Nah, not no more."
That's not at all what happened. You have a tendency to fib.
I don't think so. Dylan, you got Boulevard of Broken Dreams back in the. Oh, he said, "Give him a second."
If only it sounded like all the other songs that Drake put out, he would know it. He would have it ready. He could have hummed it for you.
Hey, I'll tell you what, while we're waiting on it, let's go ahead and get to our next caller. Let's go to CJ on the south side. CJ, good morning. What you got for us, buddy?
Good morning, man. Shout out to the Mafia.
Let's go.
Mike Mafia. Now, I will say, because I'm part of the Mafia, I will not go against Mike's list.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, sir.
Bangers.
It's a perfect list, right?
But if I had to put on there, I would definitely have This Love by Room 5 on there. That is a banger. That is a banger.
He said it would have been the top five. Yeah, it was. That's a great call, man. That's a good song, too. I got Dylan working too hard behind the glass, or I'd play it right now.
That was on the playlist that Kirk had.
Yeah, good call.
It was on the playlist.
This is Boulevard of Broken
Dreams.
That's
it?
Yeah. Oh, no, this is five. This Love.
Oh, yeah.
This Love.
man, straight up from the halftime show. You know what I mean? Thanks for the call, man.
This
appreciate
is why
you.
I don't sing.
Appreciate you supporting the Mafia, man. Flam, flam, flam. No doubt about that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I know you're not. That's okay.
Of that call or that song. Neither.
The nation is feeling the domination
Maroon
right now.
Five, no, we're not.
Can you play Boulevard of Broken Dreams real quick? Dylan?
What? He's not your DJ.
Is this?
Oh, this must be like the music video.
I was going to say. You got to fast forward that. Hey, let's go ahead and get to the next caller, man. Let's go to Frank over in Fayetteville. Good morning, Frank. What you got for us, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Bo. Sit down. Mafia, stand up.
Let's go!
This is why he does his silly little playlist, Kelly, because then all his little stands call in and try to make him feel special about himself.
Frank, let's go.
Sorry that we're in large numbers both of us. Have telephones, and unlike Squid Nation.
You're not, you can't say you're large numbers when none of you have jobs and there's like seven of you.
Let's go, baby. What's up, Frank?
Hey, so one song that I think Kirko forgot, right? Fat Lip by Sum 41. That's a banger.
Oh,
come on.
Such a good song.
Sum 41.
That was also on the Madden 2004 soundtrack, man. I used to definitely do like mini camp mode. You know what I mean? Rocking out Sum 41. Good call, dude.
Hey, but I got the hottest take of all. Hottest take. Hey. Mike's top five music list. Are better than Rusty Rocks.
Whoa!
Shots fired.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell y'all something. I'll take a lot of things. I can deal with a lot of things. And, you know, you guys want to talk trash to Squid Nation. That's all fun. I love it. It's all fun.
Dang.
But I will not stand for blasphemy on this radio station. If you call again with a blasphemous take like that, you will never call in again. I will eject you.
That man went. Hey, don't talk to him like that. That man went straight for Rusty.
Well, I will not stand.
Yeah, I don't agree with shots fired at Rusty, but I'm here for the debate.
Rusty Rocks not is even a staple debate. On this station. But Rusty look, puts, I think we're heading that direction with the top five. I don't
dude,
know, man. I'm feeling pretty good about that.
We love
call,
you, Rusty.
You're rookie ball. Listening. Compared to what Rusty Manziel's
Rusty's all right. I was told that Kirby Smart thought about handing over the aux to Rusty for the pregame. You know what I mean? Like that's what I was told. So
I've never met a man with more musical range than Rusty Manziel.
Rusty's guy, dude. His range, it's pretty stout. I'm not gonna lie to you. Although, look, man, we have somehow gotten two top five lists in the last 3 weeks, and Pastor Troy, vice versa, was number one 3 weeks ago, and somehow the Killers. So I don't know if I can have any more range than that. I don't know.
It's the pasta ready to blast you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't play no games.
Yeah.
DAGB, you know the name.
Oh, that cut just made my day. All right, man, we got to get to
wood grain in the dually truck.
We got to get to one. Let's get to another caller. Let's get to Lee in Suwannee. Good morning, Lee. What's going on, buddy?
Sound the horns, Dylan.
Let's go! I'm done with this, Dylan.
Mike Mafia.
Dang, it's a bad day for the nation.
Bo has always got a problem with the top five.
Always.
So I say next Tuesday, same topic, all three of y'all make a top five.
I'm down, man. I'm down. Look, I'm done. I'm done with this
Everybody
man and his negativity.
And then the callers decide who had the best.
That's actually a phenomenal idea, putting y'all up to bat on your top five list.
Top five are we doing?
I don't know, man, but I'm just going to tell you there's no way that you can stand up to mine. I can tell you that for sure.
We just come to a consensus, and then you go off of that.
Yeah. Good call, Lee.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, thanks, man. Let's get to one more caller, and I think we can just –
The
Go
guard shack is alive.
Up.
I saw it. The guard
Will,
shack's here.
Sound the horn.
Mike Mafia.
What's up, everyone?
Let's go. Good morning, Will.
How we doing?
Hey, I couldn't be any better today.
Yeah,
Will, that was some bad storms. You don't have any leaks in the guard shack, do you?
It doesn't matter. But first off, your rap game is not very strong, Bo.
Well, trust me, it's a lot better when I can actually say all the words, Will.
Ready to blast you.
It's the pasta. It's ready to blast you.
Yeah. That I will give you credit for that, Bo. But, yeah, let's not stick to what you know, sports. And then this is an open call for anyone that would love to abdicate their membership in Squid Nation and join the Mafia. Other than that was a solid top five list.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Mafia President out.
Yeah, I love it. That's the president of Mike's Mafia right there, Kelly. That's Will. That's our good buddy. You can hit me up on the X if you need to redeem yourself and head over to the Mafia. That's fine.
What is this, an infomercial? Let's keep it moving. What are you doing?
We'll love you either way. I did want to get back into this list as well and make sure everybody's aware of what all was available for this list. All right, so you have The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. Move Along by the All-American Rejects, Holiday by Green Day, which was on the list, Stacey's Mom, which you heard a minute ago, All the Small Things, which was on the list, The Anthem by Good Charlotte, almost threw it on there, quality song, can't lie with that one. I'm sure when it was played at practice, everybody kind of got a little head bob. This is the, yeah, it's a good song. Mr. Brightside, Stereo Hearts by the Gym Class Heroes, Best of You by Foo Fighters, good song. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous by Good Charlotte. Sugar, We're Going Down. That was on the list. Dirty Little Secret. This Love by Maroon 5. Somebody Told Me by The Killers. Dear Maria. Kryptonite, which was on the list. And Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card.
The only thing I had, I guess it was the era of when he was listening to songs from these bands. But I just felt like some of those weren't the best songs of those bands. And I think that was like, I said, Damn It by Blink 182. That's probably their best song.
That's not what you said. You what other songs did you go with just a minute ago from Blink 182?
No, I said on that album, What's My Age Again is better on a better song on that album, but their best song overall. You know, like Green Day, the Basket Case might be their best song to me. Off the Dookie
the middle
album
is not the best Jimmy Eat World song either.
No. But it is a good playlist song if you're going to do sports, I think. If you're like in a, warm, like hype up something.
How we feel about this one as Dylan plays us off the stage?
Well, yeah, if I'm like trying to chill out and relax, I mean, I don't know if I want to hear this at football practice.
I don't know if I want to hear this at football practice.
You know?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. That's a good song, though. All right, we got to roll on. We come back, we're going to talk more Atlanta Falcons, and we're going to talk about Raheem. And what he had to say yesterday about the two new additions, and as we barrel towards this third preseason game, how you feel in the locker room. It's the Morning Shift. Mike, Squid, KP, Kelly Price, hanging out. Stick with us. The Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What are the haps? Start the day the right way with the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bangers. Nothing but bangers.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I can't remember who was playing, but we saw a show at it's not the Tabernacle, but what was that? What's that other, small venue?
The Loft or Center Stage or
It's down here in Midtown, but we got it. It's the one with you go up all the stairs. Again, it's not the Tabernacle, but you go up these stairs and it's a small area, but there's a stage there.
That's gotta be the Loft, right? Gotta be.
I don't think it's. I'm gonna have to Google it, but it was like All American Rejects or Sum 41 or something, and we were there watching the show. And I got a buddy that's like my height, but I was talking to the guy in like 15 years, but he's like my height and scrawny. And we're all there hanging. There's four of us. We're just hanging out, and I look over in the crowd, and my buddy is just throwing hands at like three different dudes, and I'm like,
moshing?
No, like straight, like this, like it has gone down. Moshing? And so I look at my one buddy and go, grab him, and I go, I gotta go find our other buddy because he was up there moshing. So I go grab him.
There's a fine line between moshing and fighting.
And yeah. and I go grab. I thought I grab my other buddy, and we're going down the stairs as like the police are going up, and we go by him. I'm like, keep going. And we get out, and we're literally about to ask the people if we can come back in. And my other buddy that I had to go grab, he like just falls over the ropes.
Oh God!
And I go, can we come back in? And he falls down, and the person goes, oh, not now, you can't.
No, buddy, y'all are going to have to take a rain check on this one. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Had a lot of fun so far on the show today. How about our girl Allie Mack weighing in on Twitter? Mr. Brightside is number one. Trash. Swap in Offspring. The Kids Aren't All Right. And top five would be legit.
The Masquerade. I think that was it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Allie, I'm just, don't ever come at me with that trash again. I don't want to hear that.
Boy, she crushed you. I love it.
All right, so I want to get to this Raheem Morris cut. Raheem Morris talked at a lengthy extent yesterday about the additions of Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons. Hey, Raheem Morris, what do these two guys bring to the Falcons?
You know, you want to do what the players do really well, and these two guys bring a unique skill set. You know, Justin with his ball skills, his unique skill set to get the ball back. I mean, I can't remember the exact number of interceptions he has in the league, but it's a lot over the last couple of years. And then you're talking about Judon with his ability to affect the passer. And he's really unique because you've seen him in two different systems, do it two different ways. you know, one in New England on the line of scrimmage, calling games and doing that thing from a standpoint of third down and eight plus, watching them actually control some of those things. And then a third down and short, being they play a really smart and high capacity that way. And then also watching them when he was in Baltimore, you know, do some of the other different things from the line of scrimmage, setting edges and blitzing from different spots and areas. Two really exciting players in their own right. I just can't wait to get them on the grass now.
I love that he talks about the interception, and that's going to be a massive thing moving forward because this is a team in the Atlanta Falcons that did not have a corner with an interception last year. Now you've kind of doubled up at that safety spot in terms of guys that can quickly cause turnovers.
Yeah, it's what this defense needs to be, Kelly's opportunistic. It's what I said a couple weeks ago before we had an edge rusher or an all-pro, another all-pro safety. It's like, you know, I don't need these guys to get 70 sacks. I just need them to be opportunistic in those moments. Maybe get the sack when it counts the most or get that interception when the game is kind of dwindling down and close it out.
And combining with the guys who are already here, right? Like Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates have the most combined interceptions and forced incompletions among safeties since 2018. So putting those two guys together is a winning formula.
Say that last one again. Not the interceptions, but the other
ones. Forced incompletions.
Oh, you know what that
among
means?
Safeties.
Means dislodging the ball.
And that leads to ending drives. Yeah. Getting teams off the field on third down. And that, a lot of that is – that's oh. I like it. You could say it again. For
I know.
So,
I mean, so I, literally my eyes rolled in the back of my head when she said that.
Yeah, so like, do Sacks and Matthew Judon and what? I forget how many games he played last year. He had, what, four?
In four games.
He
got hurt in the fourth game.
And the leading sack guys for the Falcons last year had 6.5.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling. Speaking of the four games that he played in last year, hey, Raheem Morris, you think Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon be ready week one?
Well, you're talking about two experienced vets that got some experience with similar defenses, if not the same, or calls, things of that nature. Talking to those guys in this process, whether it be both of those guys, when you talk about what we do and how we do and going about the process, you can feel real intellectual, smart football players who can just pick up on it and be able to do whatever you needed to do in order to get ready. So I feel good on that lead-up week going into the Pittsburgh game and getting those guys ready to go, like that you can do it. But, you know, obviously we'll have more of a feel for that after today and this week.
I just having those guys ready for week one, and that was one of my biggest things, because first and foremost, a lot of people don't realize this. Your roster in week one is going to look different than it probably will all year. Like you can kind of borrow from the offense if you want to for 1 week and kind of have more players defensively. We did the roster math yesterday, Kelly. You got the 50 players you're going to sign other than the specialists, so 25 on each side, unless you want to borrow one and sign an extra safety, and then DeMarco Helms will come back at some point. But having those guys ready for week one, I have to think, is a massive pick-me-up to everybody in the locker room, aside from probably the guys whose spots they're taking, but it has to feel good.
Right, and they will be ready. I mean, like Raheem said there, like they're veterans. They've done this before. It's just learning the scheme and kind of what are the words now for the things they were doing in their previous spots and how they kind of fit.
Yeah, that's been something we've talked about a lot, because when you have let's just say you just signed a new offensive coordinator and it was Zach Robinson was the only guy coming in that was different, right? Zach Robinson would learn the terminology that was already in place, right? When you bring in Zach Robinson and Kirk, that can kind of come together, but then you also have an offensive line and an offense and Dwayne Ledford, the offensive line coach, that is completely different in terms of terminology. We've been kind of wondering how they would marry those two things together. But I think it's definitely terminology wise on defense, kind of the same thing. How do you marry what they know to what this football team's already working with?
Well, I think that's the beauty of what makes a great coach is you understand how to put your players in a position to win, put your players in a position that gets the best out of them. You go back to that depth chart thing. I'm looking at defense right now. I have zero clue who goes and stays, other than a couple. I know three guys, four guys, five guys that aren't going anywhere. Six guys, I would say. Onyemata, Grady.
Right, especially on the defensive line.
Jesse.
Oh, such a tough decision.
So crazy.
Yeah, Justin, Judon, and AJ. Everybody else, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Because I want to keep non-defensive linemen. And that's just the front three.
Yeah. I do think, too, as you move through it and – Kelly, it's so funny because we're looking at him going, oh, there's two guys, oh, three, how'd you get five? No,
the
six guys are not going
mathing.
Anywhere. And usually, and I'll just, you know, bring everybody in on this, when you start to do roster math, like I just said, usually it's 25 on either side of the ball. You can borrow from one side to go to the other, and it's all about week one, right? Who can you squeeze through to the practice squad for 1 week, you know, as opposed to somebody on defense that might be signed somewhere else? I'm starting to think, Bo, when you look at this roster, and we broke it down yesterday a little bit, I'm starting to think you might have 27 on defense in week one as opposed to 23 on offense. I think you probably try to squeeze like a Carlos Washington through to the practice squad as things sit. Now, that's going to change. And I think you might only keep 8 offensive linemen in week one. See how far that takes you.
Well, the beauty is that there are going to be a lot of teams in similar situations. There's a good amount of teams, I think, that are going to be squeezed for roster spots. So what you can do is say, look, you know, I thought Andrew Stuber played pretty well, but I think maybe that Storm Norton has already kind of solidified himself as the swing tackle, right? I know that he probably plays right better than left, but
yeah, he's another guy that didn't play.
But you're going to do so much. Ryan Neusel is a guy that you have to keep, to me. He's your backup center, and I'm sorry, but it's not a position that you want to mess with, right? You want to have at least one guy, another guy that you know he can do that at a high level. And then you're going to have a swing guard. Is that Kyle Hinton or is it John LeGlue? Because I don't think Javon Gwynn, Barry Wesley, or Zach Bailey, you know, have kind of done. Julian Davenport's an interesting name. That could be your eight there. You know, what do you do in wide receiver room? Do you try to carry six?
I think you have to.
But see, remember, here's the thing: when you get down to you're the sixth here or you're the sixth there, you're special teamer.
I was just going to say that, special teams.
Yeah, it's like Keith Armstrong said, what position you play? Nah, Devontae Freeman's a running back. You play space, you're a gunner.
Hey, yes, sir. Yeah, I play running back.
No, you don't. You an R3. Shut up.
I love that, man. That's one of my favorite stories. Look, we come back rolling on here on the morning shift. We come back, we're going to talk a little bit of Braves, get you squared up for that opener tonight coming off that West Coast trip. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we have a Life of Squid.
Who is your most intriguing quarterback for the 2024 college football season? I've got a list that someone did.
I like it.
I want to see where the price is.
Somehow I think Graham Mertz is coming up in this. Oh.
And Michael. Oh, no, this isn't my list. This is someone else's. But I want to see who's on U2's list or three. Maybe if Baby Price has one they want to throw out too. On the morning shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the morning shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We got to get to the Atlanta Braves, man. Big, let's just call it the biggest series of the year. I think we will be saying that when the season is over, too. Like, I don't think I'm a prisoner of the moment, right?
No, I think it's fair just with the momentum that you have right now. Like, you have to send some kind of message to everyone in this clubhouse. Someone, like, to your point about Matt Olson, like, someone has to take the reins here.
Yeah, it's a tone setter.
She went with a fair foul Friday on a Tuesday. She gets me.
It's a tone setter. This is a tone setter for what the rest of the season will be like without Austin Riley. That's why John Henderson's slap guy needs to be in there slapping every Brave on the way out of the lock clubhouse. I'm serious. I'll go in there and slap him if they need me to. You guys just calm me down. I'll drive down. I'll miss iRacing tonight. Go down there and slap some folks.
I think there's some Braves fans who would like to slap some of them.
But I want to do it. I don't want to do it hatefully. I want to do it because I think we need to get the fire lit. You know.
So if you were in that locker room tonight and you were looking, you know, let's just say Ronaldo Lopez is coming out of the tunnel. Which guy on that team would you pick to be the slapper? Like, which guy on the 40-man roster are you like, hey? We you know, whether or not you go 3-for-4 with a couple of homers tonight, you need to slap somebody.
Well, I would probably get Ozuna because he's got these big old strong hands.
I was going to say that.
And I was going to say, boy, but now here's the problem. Here's the fear. Now that might be a bad call because now somebody might get hurt because he might break somebody's jaw. So maybe you find the guy with the smallest hands on the team, be like, hey, you're the designated slapper tonight.
Have you, Taylor, have you seen Bo's hands yet? Has he Has he shown you those?
He just put them in his pocket, okay. So I'm not sure what that means.
I got them Whopper hands. Let's go, Dylon.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
What are you going to do, Michael Pete, when my Whopper hands come after you? That's right. The Whopper hands are here. I need a Whopper. If you're listening, you sell for us, or if you're running an agency and you want Burger King to sponsor me, I'm all here for it. I've got the Whopper hands. We can take pictures and everything. But I'll have to put some W sauce on the Whopper because the W sauce, like me, makes everything better. Get over to WSauce.com. You can find a retailer near you, or go to your Publix's or Kroger's or Ace Hardware's. They've got all of it. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck, it doesn't matter. If it's Dr. Evil's truck, they don't care. They will fix it up for you, right? They are the official truck and trailer repair of...
We are the Nation!
Squid Nation. All right.
Squid Nation was absentee today. I didn't hear anybody
say
anything.
That's because they have jobs. Yeah, they have jobs.
So how do they normally call in? They just skip it. Okay.
Well, they probably worked late the night before, okay. so they're going in a little later because they look. Man, we put in the hours.
Sure.
I mean, we put in the hours. I don't know if you know that. Anyways, or maybe they were getting their breakfast sandwich from the BK. I don't know. College football's week zero, all right, and we got to get going. We have got to get going on some college football talk. So I figured, what better place to start? Then an intriguing list by, a guy that I've worked with on and off in the past, little Pat 40. Seems like he talks a lot of swimming these days. But anyways, Pat 40 put out a list of the most intriguing quarterbacks of 2024. Do you guys want to know who's number one on his list? Who's number one on y'all's list?
First of all, tell me who's number one on his list.
Will Howard.
So what is the
Kansas State transfer, who is now at Ohio State.
What does it mean? What does intriguing mean, I guess, would be the question.
That's, I feel like, the key adjective. Not, like, most talented or most likely
best
to win.
What is most intriguing?
Is, like, I'm interested to see what he's going to do with this program.
Yeah, I think storylines, right? This program. Will Howard could be the key to Ryan Day having a job at Ohio State or not next season. I mean, he could be. Because we all know that the quarterback's most important position on the field. So Will Howard's number one. Now he's a guy that can kind of do everything. I think I think he was really good at Kansas State. Got rushed for more than 900 yards at that point there. So I love the description: big, strong, and sufficiently mobile. Is what Pat Forty wrote about him.
Sufficiently, that feels like a dig.
Yeah,
like he's okay.
Sufficiently mobile.
He's kind of he's 6'4", 235. So he's kind of more of a Cam Newton build. When I say that, gotta run over you. He's no Graham Mertz.
Don't even get me started on Graham Mertz and his mop hair.
Shador Sanders is number two on his list.
Kelly, I'll let you throw one out there. And Bo, I'm sure you have one too, but you have an intriguing quarterback?
If we're going with intriguing, actually Jackson Dart intrigues me a lot at Ole Miss because of what they can do and what he can do. Yeah. But also, Jalen Milroe at Alabama under year one of Kalen DeBoer. Can they sustain success?
Hey, I'll zig when you zag. I'll do the dance with you. How about this? What's the name of Jaden Rashada? How about that one? Jaden Rashada. I'll go Jaden Rashada.
So you want to see if he like dresses out? I mean, he'll dress out. They carry like 85 guys.
I
want
to see
guys.
At what point they decide to go to Jaden Rashada. Yeah.
Why would they ever go to Jaden Rashada?
When they
want to
get sued.
Why wouldn't they ever go to Jaden Rashada?
Like, I mean...
Not Jaden Rashada. That's not what I'm talking about. Who's the backup of Florida right now?
Oh, DJ Lagway.
I'm
about to say, why are we talking about the third?
Florida.
Yeah, I got my wires crossed right there. That had too much info coming out of Gainesville for me.
I was just confused.
I was
real
confused there.
Yeah, sorry.
I was like, why is Kirby Smart going to put in his third-string quarterback?
No, Jaden Rashada is not even. I was talking about DJ Lagway. I was like, when are they going to DJ Lagway down in Gainesville? I don't know why Jaden Rashada entered my head.
How about Nussmeier's kid at LSU?
He's intriguing.
He's shown that he can play.
The problem is he's not going to be Jaden Daniels, even if it turns out to be incredible.
But he doesn't have to be in a Brian Kelly offense.
What are you talking? Yeah. Have you seen the Brian Kelly defense? It has not changed since last year. He needs to
be Jaden Daniels. Dillon Gabriel at Oregon. He's one with Dan Lanning, what they've built. DJ Uiagalelei at Florida State.
I like the Nico kid from Tennessee. I think that is an offense that's shown with a good quarterback. They can be good.
You know who's quietly one of the better quarterbacks in college football, but he's not played for a better program? Riley Leonard at Notre Dame is very intriguing. I also think Quinn Ewers is a guy. And I like the Milrow. Cam Rising is like a 9-year senior in Utah's
he's
first year in the Big 12.
Years old.
He looks like him and Gardner Minshew they probably graduated high school together.
How many touchdowns did Miller Moss, who just got named starter at USC, throw in last year's bowl game without Caleb Williams there? I think he is intriguing by definition.
Because, 6 touchdown passes last year against Louisville.
Come on, that's intrigue at the finals.
Here's the thing. Has Lincoln Riley found understood yet that trench play matters in college football? Because if he hasn't, he's going to find out really quickly in the conference he just joined.
Yeah, I think that's no doubt the case. Kelly? It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Hopefully, Bo didn't scare you away, and you'll come back soon.
Would love to.
That's going to do it for us here on The Morning Shift. Coming up next, we'll find out what's going on the Steakhouse. Stick with us. Be right back. Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.